gentlemen, we have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
The film Soylent Green was made in 1973 and set in a dystopian world in the year 2022, where the government is secretly feeding the people food made of people. And the most pleasant experience one can have is state-assisted suicide. While government-run media pushes the idea of cannibalism, government-assisted suicide is officially now a thing in 2022. Modern medicine to keep you alive. So long as you had the money or insurance to pay for it. But these days, the hospitals seem more likely to liquidate. Canada, they will help you kill yourself, even if you don't really want to die.
Amir Farsoud has applied for medically assisted dying, known as MAID. He lives in constant agony due to a back injury, but has started the process for end of life because his rooming house is up for sale and he can't find anywhere else to live that he can afford. He barely survives on Ontario disability support payments, which are just over $1,200 a month. He doesn't want to die, but being homeless is not an option.
I know in my present health condition, I would survive it anyway.
Farsoud meets the criteria for MAID: physical suffering due to disability that cannot be relieved. His doctor, who knows Farsoud's real reason for MAID is his fear of being homeless, signed off on the application in August. Farsoud needs a second to do the same. There's a 90-day waiting period. He believes he could potentially access MAID in about a month.
I still want to be here.
According to the Canadian government, they are getting several requests for suicide from children, who they refer to as mature minors. And they are seeking to amend the laws so that these children can be euthanized without their parents' consent. There are posts on social media that suggest this might be true, which shouldn't surprise anyone. The quality of life for Canadians is at an all-time low, and the motive for helping Canadians kill themselves is allegedly to save the government money.
They have saved $90 million. So, I mean, that's like for missiles flying to Ukraine. The government has infinite money for refugees and for, you know, foreign aid and for, you know, Democrat campaigns and for waging war in Ukraine, but no money to keep people alive. That's too expensive.